little bit of Ray. The best bits.
When did I read this? Was it over the weekend? The potatoes in Clare, the wedding. Clare couple had a mashed potato bar at their wedding, which was the big hit. We were talking about various crisps. On a crisp wall. Do you remember this?
There were donut walls from memory as well.
There was a donut wall. You can have, at your wedding, you can have a wall of donuts, and then your guests, at a certain time of the night or at some stage in the afternoon when everyone's starving before the dinner, they can attack the donut wall. Similarly, the crisp wall had a range of variety of crisps, all bags of crisps stuck on a wall, and you can help yourself, which again, it's got talkability. It's kind of cute. You get your photograph taken with the crisp wall. This though, guys, this is another level. A mashed potato bar at the wedding. Niamh Keogh from Ennis and Patrick Connor from Six Mile Bridge got married, and they had an unusual type of bar that proved very popular. The couple asked Hotel Doolin if they could have a mashed potato bar at the drinks reception, and it went down a storm. So this isn't at the dinner.
No.
So this is just mashed potatoes.
Well, that's the thing about a wedding day. Wedding days are very long, drawn-out affairs. And you think, oh, sure, I'll be getting fed in a while. And that while feels like hours and hours and you're starving. So you need the mashed spuds.
I love mashed potato. I love that. What's the name for that when you mash everything up into mash? Like it's mashed potato and a bit of gravy. What's that? There's a funny name for it. 0874-100-102. We give a pen to the first person who tells me what it is. I love mash. I love baby mash. You know that, like, it's just slop being shoveled in on a plastic spoon off a plastic...
I don't like it too wet.
Oh, I like a wet mash.
It's ringing.
Let me call my mashed potato guy. These are the experts, I suppose, when it comes to mashed potato.
Hello,
is that Niamh?
Hi there, this is Niamh.
How are you, Niamh? It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. First of all, can I just say congratulations on the wedding?
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah, it seems like a lifetime ago now. It was back in November.
It was in November?
What?
Yeah, nice and cold day back in West Clare.
How come people, it's only kicking off now? I was only reading about it at the weekend. How come you're only getting a reaction to it now?
I'm not sure. One of my good friends, Mike Urlachlan, he's the editor of RSVP magazine, and he asked me there a few months ago if they could put some pictures of the wedding in the magazine. So they fired ahead and it came out at the weekend. So maybe that's why.
Oh, well, that must be it then. So he was at the wedding, was he?
He was, yeah. He did give a nice prayer of the faithful for us. So big shout out to him.
Shout out to Michael, who works in RSVP. So I guess this is why it's kicking off then. So it's on the RSVP, and that must be where I saw it. Tell it, a mashed potato bar. Is it? Well, I've got a million questions, Niamh. I think I can safely assume you're a mashed potato fan yourself, are you?
Yeah, I mean it's the ultimate comfort food, really, isn't it?
It's a
staple. I couldn't think of anything nicer on a cold day.
Yeah, and this was in November, so it would have suited all your guests. Now we were trying to work out this wasn't as part of the dinner, was it?
No, this was at the drinks reception, so it was usually where you'd have a bit of finger food for your guests.
But you're not fingering mashed potato, don't you?
You're not. No. Well, I was very conscious that a lot of the girls coming down to the wedding, they'd be up early, hair, makeup, and the ceremony was kicking off at 1 o'clock, and they might appreciate something a bit more substantial to go down with the Prosecco. So that's why we went for the mashed potato bar. We'd seen it on TikTok, and it looked great. Like, got a really good reaction online. So we were lucky enough that Hotel Doolin were kind enough to help us sorted out.
Provide the mashed potato. Was there anything with the mashed potato? Like I was saying, I like a bit of gravy. I might even like a bit of mashed carrot in there as well if I'm really going for it. Or you could have a bit of cheese on there. You could sprinkle something on top. Was it just plain mashed potato?
We had just asked the hotel if they could sort out mashed potato and gravy, kind of like you'd see with an ice cream bar. Mm. But the chefs were fantastic. Like they went above and beyond on the day. They had black pudding, bacon, sausages, mixed peppers, cheese, curry sauce, carrot and parsnip, spring onion, gravy. They put on a great spread for them. We really appreciated it.
Yeah, I'm just thinking a little bit of bacon, bit of gravy.
That's an entire meal, though.
No, it's just a little bit. Just a little bit. While they're off getting... Niamh and Patrick were off getting their photographs taken. Everyone knows that's a terminally long time waiting for them to come back and do the dance into the hall. And you're starving. You'd eat your wife. You'd eat your... I'm standing there. I've been at weddings. I'd eat my wife.
Nibbling on cake.
I'd be chewing on her shoulder. Yeah. In a kind of a strapless number. Uh-huh. Her, not me. I'd be thinking, I'm so hungry I could eat her. I think it's a fantastic idea. And then when you're saying like an ice cream type situation, we're talking classic scooped mashed potato in balls. Is that right, Niamh?
Yeah, that was it, exactly, yeah.
My God. Wonderful. A fantastic idea. Now, I suppose this is in November. Have you seen anyone else do it since?
No, we haven't, but people still talk about it. Like people that if I'd run into anyone at the street on the weekend that was at the wedding, like it seems to have gone down really well. Everyone seems to have enjoyed it. So I hope I do get to go to a wedding this year where they have one so I can see it in person. Because
you were gone, like you said,
yeah, myself and Patrick were gone taking photos. So when we got back, there wasn't much left. But yeah, we got the bottom of the barrel, but at least we got to experience it. So yeah, hopefully it catches on because it went down a storm for us.
Yeah, it's great to have something as well at your wedding that's a bit different. Well, like we had a bog standard, it was a regular wedding. There was nothing, you know, it was lovely. It was our day, whatever, but there was nothing special. But it's nice to do something unusual, something that makes people talk afterwards. Listen, congratulations, all going well. You're still very much in love, honeymooners, yeah?
Still married, so that's all going good.
Well, that's the best you can hope for, frankly. At this stage, that's the best you can. Congrats again, and thanks so much for taking the call. Well done on the spuds. Cheers, Niamh.
No problem. Thank you.
Much obliged.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.